has to feel good to come home on home ice and get back in the win column?
Yeah, we, you know, obviously, we didn't like our game last Friday in Wilkes-Barre, but the game against Hershey, we were really good, and I thought we picked up from where we left off on Saturday night. Followed that up with a good performance tonight. We didn't give up a whole lot, 5-on-5, definitely for two periods. I'm not sure what the final numbers were in the third, but like I never felt the game was starting to turn and go the other way. So a lot of their shots came on the power play, which, you know, when you're getting six power plays, you'd expect. So yeah, it was a solid effort by everybody.
What's the big difference from your standpoint? The road record and the home record are at such opposing ends.
Yeah, I think it has more to do with the timing of when we played a lot of those games in the bodies that we had. The timing of when your call-ups and injuries are. I mean, had that happened while we were playing at home, we probably would have gotten the same results. So we have, you know, even this is as close as of a full lineup that we've had, and it's still not full with losing Frosty today. We lose a vet in Andy because of the vet rule. Bigris is out. So I don't think we're ever going to see our best lineup from a personnel standpoint. So, you know, we just have to deal with what we have. We got two guys coming back next week in LeBurge and Torinsky. And, you know, we just got to get through this 3-3 and see if we can make some hay and get ourselves in a situation where we can play some meaningful games.
How important is it for you to see at this stage in the season, as you say, adversity in the lineup, whether it's injuries, call-ups, whatnot, to see guys like Dumas and Wilcox scoring those first goals tonight and new guys stepping up and getting on the scoreboard?
We're not going to complain with anybody scoring. So obviously those guys are, you know, when you go into the game, you're not expecting your, you know, three of your goals to be scored by a defenseman. So that's obviously a huge plus. And, you know, somewhere along the way, the forwards did something right to allow the defenseman to be part of the attack. And, you know, like I said, I thought we did a really good job for 60 minutes. Didn't spend a whole lot of time in our zone. And, I thought we really worked in the offensive zone, outworked the opposition.
Morgan's obviously a huge part of the power play since he's been back with entries and sort of puck distribution. With him up now for however long, going forward, do you kind of change the structure to fit the available personnel, or do you just kind of hope somebody else can slide into that same role?
Well, you spend all week. And we had a video session Wednesday going over the power play. Thursday we practiced it for probably about 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden you wake up Friday morning and a central figure on your power play is not going to be part of the mix. So that being said, we just basically steal from the other unit. And, you know, Misha went in and was with that unit. And, you know, tomorrow, you know, probably something different just because Andy will be back in the lineup and we'll figure that out. But you know, and can't forget Chris Bigris. He's been doing a really good job on the point in the power play, so that's a loss too. So it's been, I don't think we've had the same power play unit for more than two games this year. It's been a revolving door, and our numbers reflect that.
For Frost and his call up to the Flyers again, how pleased were you with his progression in between the time he got sent back the last time and in developing the parts of the game that they wanted
to do? You know, honestly, it's been a struggle for him. I think going up, I don't think, you know, he was the same player prior to when he went up, when he came back. So, but I will say, I thought his game against Hershey, you know, we had a pretty long talk on Saturday morning. Hershey was probably his best game without the puck, and I think his lack of production has nothing, it's obviously nothing to do with his shot or his skill. I don't think he was giving himself opportunities to get multiple chances in the offensive zone because he wasn't part of the offensive zone attack. Just too much slow play, too much being behind the play, trailing the play. And, you know, for me, his game Saturday night was his best game, not production-wise, but it was a complete game.
Yeah,
Mark is, you know, it's funny, like his first year here, we could honestly probably say that how can we get him out of the lineup? You know, it was a struggle. He had a lot to learn, and I think at one point when he was hurt at the beginning of the year, the conversation turned to, we need to get him back in the lineup. We miss him, you know. So that's how far he's come. You know, he's probably one of the most effective players at going back and getting the puck and making good decisions, which, you know, he was so unreliable his first year, and it's been a process for him, but he's been able to have that translate into what I think 6 NHL games where, you know, he's shown that he can play up there. So a lot of hard work on his part, and he's a guy that certainly he doesn't get as much recognition of, say, Phil Myers or Travis Sanheim, but he's proven down here that he's a top defenseman down here. All right. Yep.